Good morning. It is June 26, 2013. The time is 6:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Wednesday morning. And I'm again out here doing a porch boo. I'm out on the back porch having my first cup of coffee here, enjoying a little bit of a coolness as a robin flies by and another one bopping around on the back side of the back lawn here. Of course, they were freshly mowed yesterday, and I'm just noticing a little bit of a strip I missed with the John Deere tractor, and I'll have to get that after work today, because today is a regular work day for me at the day job as I start another five-day cycle after 2 days off. Yeah, that robin's out there looking for worms, so they like the freshly mowed lawn. It seems like once a lawn has been mowed, the next day after, the robins are all over them, over the lawn there looking for the worms and the bugs and the insects, preferably in the morning time. I guess that's when the worms like coming out. Oh, there he goes fluttering into the back grove area. But after I got done mowing the lawns yesterday, I did notice, oddly enough, when the deck that has the blades that spin around to cut the grass wasn't coming up fully, so I had to check it, and there's two brackets on either side that about 7 inches long and about an inch wide there. They're arms that help stabilize the plate as it goes up and down, and lo and behold, I had on one side I had a nut and bolt, but no cotter pin to connect it to the far, or to the lawnmower. And then on the other side, the arm was connected with cotter pin, but no nut and bolt. And so I was also missing a few little screw nuts there to hold down a plate that goes over the pulley system also. So yesterday after dinner, and just before the local hardware store closed here, I ended up picking up there's another robin right there. We have quite a few robins around the house here, and I think they're like generation after generation. I think I've seen a couple generations, because there's a couple baby robins that have gotten stuck in the garage. When the garage door's open, they're looking for the bugs there on the ground, and I had to help assist them to shoo out of the garage. So the robins around my house I can get fairly close to. But I did get back to my original story. I did go to the hardware to pick up some nuts and bolts and a cotter pin, and didn't amount to much, but it will help stabilize a very important portion of my lawnmower, and only amounted to $1.13 from the receipt there. And oh, there's a little chickadee. And the thing is, I guess I looked at it and it reminded me back of my Air Force days, that just $1.13 of items that are in the boo art there could render a multi-million dollar, and in today's price range, a multi-billion dollar aircraft inoperative. I guess every time I pick up a nut and bolt, I guess it goes back to those days, Bernie, that doing those FOD walks, which I still do at the day job, because we have to be concerned with items like that, because on my walkabouts, I do walk on a small postage stamp of a tarmac, where some aircraft do take off and land as they get fitted out with a new all-glass flight deck, I guess you could say. But the nuts and bolts and cotter pins of our lives. $1.13 worth of hardware that makes me reflect on some very good days back in the United States Air Force. I hope you all have a good one today. Be far safe, be far wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.